Emily, let's just reflect on this. How much of a thrill is it to win this, a competition at the Horse of the Year show?
It's absolutely fantastic. It's something I've wanted to do all my life. Just to get here was amazing, but I'm still in total shock that that we've won today, because I saw Katie Shaw's round and I thought no one is going to catch that, so I just went in there, gave it my all, and he did it for me.
But winning the Horsewear Bronze League, you're coming here, this is a culmination of a year's work. I mean, did you think you had a horse that might be good enough to get to the final?
The horse is definitely good enough. It's just he can be very spooky, and coming here, his eyes were on stalks. I had to ride for my life.
And what does it mean for you to be back at the Horse of the Year show? I mean, have you been here before?
I was here, I won't say how many years ago, but when I was 14 on Small Ponies, and we didn't win then. I think I was either second or third, I can't remember. So to get here again is something I never thought would ever happen again, so I'm just so grateful to have such a talented horse.
So what would you be doing normally? Do you look after horses, or do you have a day job? Because this is just, you know, this is an amateur level, but to get to the Horse of the Year show means something. So what is your normal working life?
I'm a full-time surveyor for Mind, the mental health charity. So I travel a lot because I work in the property department, and so I travel all over the country. So this is very much a team effort. My husband helps me. I've got lots of friends who help us when we're on the circuit and we're out together. We all help each other out, because a lot of us can't afford grooms or people at home. So yeah, it's early mornings and late nights, but hard work, but I love it.
So this is but to do this, does suddenly all those late nights and early mornings feel completely vindicated?
Yeah, exactly. It's the ultimate experience. The Horse of the Year show is the pinnacle that all amateurs aspire to get to. So to come here, like I said, it's just amazing. But I just can't even explain how I'm feeling at the moment. It hasn't sunk in.
When you jumped that final fence, did you think you were quick enough?
No, I thought I'd had it down. I had such a shocking stride to it, but the horse, he is super, super careful. If I can get him to the fence, he will do his damnedest to jump it for me. So when it didn't fall, then I heard it's going to be close. And I was just waiting for the next few words, because I didn't know what my time was. I hadn't looked up. I was just, I've done clear. That's all I need to do. That was all. I'm happy with clear. And then for him to say it was quicker, it was just like, really?
So. Well, brilliant. Well done. Now you can enjoy those early mornings and late nights even better now, knowing you're a Horse of the Year show winner.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. Thanks.